Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 22nd of May, and ending on Sunday, the 28th of May, which for the people listening in the United States will be Memorial Day weekend. So we may want to know some things about travel and what we might expect as outdoor activities. It's one of those big barbecue holidays, especially where I live in the South. But at any rate, Monday is a Canadian holiday called Victoria Day, if you're listening from that place in the world. And we have had some really nice overnight aspects, a moon in Cancer sextile to Jupiter in Taurus at 1:54 a.m., the sun in Gemini sextile Mars that's now in Leo at 1:57 a.m. So maybe if you were still awake on the West Coast, you were having a very nice evening, and then if you were asleep on the East Coast, you might have been having some interesting dreams with lots of activity. And then we wake up, and Moon in Cancer is going trine Saturn in Pisces until 12:24 p.m. And that's a good way to start a week because, you know, you may be looking around at things that you need to do in the home or for the family. And again, you've got a holiday weekend maybe on the way. And you can, you know, get some good structured advice and have some visions of, you know, creative in nature as well, but doable because Saturn's there in Pisces. And so it's a fairly, as I said, good way to start the day. And then Moon in Cancer will sextile Mercury in Taurus until 3:07 p.m. So that's your time frame to talk to people about it, you know, and get their agreement, especially about the food, the menu. Because Cancer and Taurus, as I've said before, the foodies of the zodiac for sure, and Mars in Leo is squaring Jupiter in Taurus. You'll feel it on Monday. It'll come in at 1:13 a.m. on Tuesday. And this is where you could be overdoing it in a big way. And so you should be careful if you're like spending, for instance, because Mars in Leo is going to want that party to be really big and grand and have all this stuff going on. But, you know, maybe it's a little bit over budget, you know. And Jupiter in Taurus, one of those things about Jupiter in Taurus is that it could incline to the spending just as much as it could incline to the grabbing stuff and holding on to it. But also, you know, it can expand eating. You know, like you may have been trying to not eat so much, but Jupiter came along and went into the sign of food. So not so easy, right? So be aware of that energy as an influencer during your time of planning, okay? But waking up, or actually all the way from 3:07 p.m. and until you're waking up on the East Coast at 8:45 a.m., Moon is joining Venus in Cancer, and that is also, you know, about food, but it's also a very warm and loving relationship energy if you're with people that you warmly love. I mean, I have to add that, but for sure, it's one of the nicer experiences the Moon in Cancer can have. There's lots of support, mutual support and caring going on. After the aspect completes there at 8:45 a.m. on Tuesday, the Moon is willing to take a look at changing some things because it's going sextile Uranus and Taurus until 2:07 p.m., maybe having some new ideas for not just a holiday weekend if you're not celebrating, but just in general, or ways that you may want to improve the kitchen or the bedroom, particularly if it's an electronic device that's involved, something that you want to pick up. That's a good time to do it. After 2:07 p.m., Moon in Cancer trine Neptune in Pisces until 5:12 a.m. on Wednesday. So this is your time for really understanding what's going on in your home and family, understanding, you know, things more clearly, getting messages and being compassionate. It's really, Moon in Cancer, trine Neptune in Pisces is quite compassionate. And it can be creative, it can be psychic in other ways as well. That is the last aspect for the Moon in Cancer at 5:12 a.m. Wednesday morning, and the Moon enters Leo at 10:35 a.m. And you know that now that we've got this lineup of Pluto right away, an opposition from the Moon in Leo, 11:04 a.m., and then it's going to square Jupiter in Taurus, 2:13 p.m., and then it's going to join Mars, 3:21 p.m. This is going to be a challenging time period. While the fixed moons are dealing with fixed planets in their own and other signs, if the planet is Mars or Saturn or whatever, that is a little bit more problematic, right? So that isn't the day you should be looking at, Wednesday, to be doing things that need cooperation, that you need to be able to feel like you're somewhat in control of things, and that you don't let yourself get so upset that there's a big bonfire of anger that's created with the Mars conjunction. But after this, you get a couple of hours of pleasant energy time with the Moon in Leo sextile to the Sun in Gemini. So talk it out now. 5:31 p.m. is when this completes. But that's not as big as the harmony of the lights, because that's a whole big trine, but this is also very helpful, harmonious energy between the fire sign Leo and the air sign Gemini. After this, however, the Moon in Leo has to go back to the unpleasant fixed sign issues. So after 5:31 p.m. on Wednesday, go away from the thought of conversing and getting any kind of agreements made. And this can be in any realm, and particularly financial, also when we're looking at Taurus. Because Leo is much more extravagant, and Taurus is much more conservative. So, you know, it's just not a good time till 6:11 a.m. on Thursday. So, you know, keep that in mind and don't use that time where you're going to find yourself running into argument and the inability to convince someone else of your point of view. After this, if you've gotten engaged a little too hard, you may find there are changes happening or changes in plans. Moon in Leo square Uranus and Taurus now, from the morning through the day and until 2:38 a.m. on Friday. All right, so just make a little note on Thursday to be careful and not get involved in things that aren't going to go well. Friday is a day when people might be traveling. Oh, if you were going to travel on Thursday, it will be difficult also, by the way, if you're a holiday traveler. Friday, when the moon is void, of course, in Leo, is a better time to get on the road. You know, you won't have as many obstacles or distractions, and that's pretty much what we have all day, is a void, of course, moon in Leo. Moon enters Virgo at 11:05 p.m., on Friday, and gives us a trine to Jupiter at 3:53 a.m. Saturday morning. So again, people on the West Coast will be awake for this. So this is if you arrive after 11:05 p.m. Eastern, which is 8:05 p.m. Friday the 26th, you'll be greeted well with a lot of food too. And it will be a very upbeat time, and you'll probably be happy about your accommodations. You know, Moon in Virgo can have some issues. Virgo likes things a certain way. Let's just put it that way. So this is a good experience for the Moon in Virgo. When we wake up Saturday the 27th, though, the Moon in Virgo is going into a square with the Sun in Gemini until 11:22 a.m., Now, on the level of the energy between these planets and these signs, we have, you know, again, the moon in Virgo has absolutely come into every realm with the knowingness that their way is the right way. It's going to be ordered this way. It's going to do that. We're going to be here. And that's going to be right. And then there's the sun in Gemini who, you know, has the nerve to think that he's an authority in the situation and has a couple of other points of view, and he'd like to discuss those other ideas. No, not good. Not a good time. And so what we also have with the waxing moon squaring the sun is that we enter the second quarter phase of the lunar cycle. And this is going to be the one where we start to want to nurture our goals and, you know, sort of fertilize the seeds and the buds and the plants and the whatever. And so we are going to become more active than we even were. And we do have a fully direct Mercury now, you know, so we have some ideas. However, right away, after the moon square sun, the moon is going to oppose Saturn in Pisces until 12:53 p.m. Now, this can mean that something has caused an obstacle. Maybe it's weather, because Saturn in Pisces could be a water issue. You know, maybe you were going to do an outdoor meal and it was set for 12. You know, it's not. It probably won't happen if it has, you know, water issues like rain, but it's over by 12:30 p.m. And then you have a very nice Saturday coming in with the moon in Virgo trine to Mercury in Taurus at 11:07 p.m. is when it comes in. So now you have people who are engaged in conversations that are practical, and people are, you know, enjoying that resonance, let's say. And it can be about food, and people are doing their tasks in a good way. They're reliable. All of this suits moon in Virgo to a T. Now, also, on the 27th, as we're going into that second quarter, this is a time when, you know, if you're involved with gardening and stuff like that, where you are literally trying to get, you know, coax your vegetable gardens or whatever into greater yields, this is a good time to put that energy in. Or even, you know, possibly to plant some things that you might want to use to eat at a future date, or just, you know, to enjoy. After this, we are feeling more and more, actually, as we go through Saturday, the fact that the sun in Gemini is getting a square to Saturn in Pisces also. And that's 6:46 a.m. on Sunday that comes in. So you may run into, once again, a little bit of obstacle and some news, perhaps, or information that is also a little on the downside for the recipient, let's say. But Sunday is a really good day. Moon in Virgo, trine Uranus and Taurus until 3:12 p.m. Moon in Virgo, sextil Venus in Cancer until 8:19 p.m. If you're doing your meal, this will be wonderful. You will have an easy time with it. Even the new things that people are trying, they'll like it. And, you know, it'll be a general good feeling during the time Venus is in sextil in Cancer. But after 8:19 p.m., or 5:19 p.m. on the West Coast, now you have that monthly aspect for the moon in Virgo, which is the opposition to Neptune. And unfortunately, that's there until 5:48 a.m. on Monday. So if you were planning to be outdoors for that evening, or you thought you might be doing some fireworks or whatever, again, you may have issues with weather. But it's also just a very confusing time that might put moon in Virgo out of sorts. When moon in Virgo gets upset, you know, it's interesting. I don't always talk about this, but the moon shows us what we do when we are upset. You know, so if you know what sign your moon is in, you will act differently when you're responding to, initially to an upset. And the moon in Virgo is going to want to get more and more organized, more and more certain, more and more analytical, and that can make them very irritable and very fussy and critical. That's where some of the negative energies that we associate with Virgo actually come out, is if it's a moon in Virgo that's upset or a planet in Virgo that's having a hard day. That's where that comes from. But at any rate, you know, we will see that with the moon opposition Neptune, because there's nothing clear or organized or logical about that Neptune in Pisces. Nothing at all. So we're going to just tell you, I'm going to look ahead for Monday because it's part of the weekend of a holiday. And we're going to have a void, of course, Virgo moon early morning on Monday. Moon will enter Libra at 10:51 a.m. And that will present a very nice day also. First, there's a trine to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 11:13 a.m., which is just, you know, kind of rehashing some ideas about how things might be looking in the future, but it's fine. You know, the discussions are going well. And then there's really a lot of energy for entertainment for the rest of that day, because the moon in Libra is sextile Mars in Leo. 9:21 p.m. Eastern Time is when that's over. So, you know, this is really a barbecue party energy. It really is. And after that, in the late night hours, you've got the harmony of the lights, the moon in Libra, trine the sun in Gemini until 3:39 a.m. on Tuesday. So very, very nice energy. Most of the weekend, you know, a couple of glitches here and there, but most of the holiday will be fine, and most of the weekend will be fine for those who are not celebrating the Memorial Day weekend. All righty, so when we get to next week, we're going to have a full moon. Yes, it's going to be in Sagittarius, 13 degrees on Saturday the 3rd at 11:42 p.m., so we're coming further and further along, moving more and more towards the fruition of our goals. And so that will be what we'll be talking about, looking at the aspects that are coming in during the week as we try to approach this fruition. And so I wish you a happy holiday and a happy weekend if you're not celebrating. And I'll say goodbye for now.